Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to respond to the question of how the policymakers should handle the developing countries' concerns about catching up. I think there are three very important points for the policymakers. One is the governance, because the digital transformation or Industry 4.0 technologies, adoption of these technologies, because they require infrastructures, highly qualified human resources, the issues are a concern for many ministries. So intergovernmental and interstakeholder coordination and governance is the most important aspect, I think. The public bodies should come together with the industry and education people should all come together and govern and put forth a strategy for the country. And secondly, I think each country should determine its mission or determine its role in this changing digitally transforming world. Each country could have a mission, could have a role to play, depending on its strengths, depending on its infrastructures. I think that was what made our road mapping a little bit implementable, because Turkey, in this technology roadmap, we have determined our role or where we could be in the world with respect to other countries, with respect to the industrial revolutions. And lastly, I think Algeria asked how can we go to Industry 4.0 in a times that now we're not even Industry 3.0. In the analysis we have made in 2016, we have found that the average digital maturity of Turkish industry was below Industry 3.0. Not all of the manufacturing enterprises has had automation systems. They just operate the machines. But we have made a lot of activities and designed some support mechanisms. Our Ministry of Industry and Technology, has made a lot of awareness activities. And besides, we have made an inventory of the machine park in Turkey. And we have designed the digital transformation supports given to the SMEs in order to digitalize their machine park, their production or manufacturing line. So bringing together the technology providers and SMEs as the end users. So these digital transformation supports have been ongoing for 2 years now. And I think if we make the same analysis, our digital maturity will be a little bit higher. And that did not require a very huge budget. With a very small budget, I think we got a lot of productivity increase in terms of the digitalization of SMEs manufacturing lines. So governance and the strategies and defining a mission, a role that the country can have in this world, in the ever-changing digital world, I think are the keys for the developing countries' policymakers. Thank you.